This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican, representing the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and is the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. We want to get his reaction to the report late last week that the official deficit for the just-ended fiscal year, a record whopping deficit of $1.42 trillion. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg.
Oh, in terms of the reaction to this, the administration, as well as the chairman of the House Budget Committee, John Spratt of South Carolina, say there are two reasons for this. Number one, horrific spending priorities from the Bush administration, number one, and two, the spending that was required by the new administration to dig us out of the ditch created by the one that left office. How accurate is that in your assessment?
Well, we're wrong on both counts. One, this deficit is nearly 10 times larger and when Republicans lost control of Congress. So for the last 2.5 years, Democrats in Congress have held the purse strings. They've run the spending up in this massive record-high deficit. And secondly, a lot of the spending that's been done this year has been, I think, frivolous and more political spending than economic spending. I think the stimulus, I think everyone and economists recognize, it's had no impact on jobs. In fact, we continue to lose jobs, hundreds of thousands every month, many of which won't come back. It's run up the debt in a huge way. And now I think one of the reasons the dollar is struggling, I think why we're having other countries looking for other forms of reserve, is because they don't think this Congress will get its financial house in order, and that's right.
Do you think this Congress will get its financial house in order?
I'm afraid it won't. It looks like every spending bill, as you know, there's 12 separate appropriations bills. Every one of them is higher by double digits than last year. And that's on top of the stimulus. Plus, we now, in the next 2 weeks, Congress is going to pass a portion of the health care reforms dealing with physician payments, $250 billion that they're not going to pay for. They literally don't have a dime to pay for it. They're going to do it anyway. And unfortunately, that's going to be added onto our debt as well.
Obviously, we're in debt and we're getting further into debt. How long can this practice be sustained? How long until eventually people don't invest in our debt like the Chinese are doing?
Well, we're starting to see, I think, at least rumblings of that. The truth is, in a tough world economy, the U.S. dollar and the U.N. investments still looks very good. There's no question about it. But over the next decade, you're going to see our debt in relation to our economy more than double. It'll be almost three-fourths. We'll owe three-fourths of what we actually produce in America each year. It's a staggering amount of debt. And there, at that level, you're really moving into the area where we look at other countries and shake our head about, only will be one of those countries others shake their heads at.
Congressman, as our listeners can probably tell, you're joining us from on the road in southeastern Texas. What are you hearing from your constituents on this? I'm sure you're hearing a lot about energy and health care and so forth. What are you hearing about our deficit numbers and our economic picture?
Yeah, I think the deficit and the spending is just as frightening for our constituents as the government-run health care bill and cap and trade, which again, will destroy our energy economy in southeast Texas. But it's the spending that worries them the most because it's so hard to dig your way out of this hole. You know, it is our kids and grandkids that we really are treating so poorly here. And I think they know, too, that someone's going to end up paying for all this spending. And as the Wall Street Journal last week, week and a half ago, did a survey of its economists every quarter, and most of them believe taxes will have to go up in the next few years and across the board, middle-class America, in order to pay for this spending. So the American public gets it. They know there's no free lunch anywhere, and it scares them.
Congressman, you mentioned that it's really hard to get out of this debt cycle that we're in right now. So if Republicans were back in charge, how would you go about trying to do that?
The first thing I'd do is I would do a spending cap on the federal government, a hard spending cap so we don't dig a deeper hole. Secondly, I would sunset a number of our obsolete and duplicative programs and agencies that don't deserve our tax dollars. I would stop earmarks, not because they're a big part of the government budget, but because they're a symbol to most people that we're not serious about getting our financial house in order. And then finally, I would create some of the pro-growth tax regimes that actually generated this economy and created jobs, not just by pumping more tax dollars into it, but by the private sector. And finally, I tackle Medicare and Social Security because without that, we never will tackle our debt unless we tackle those two issues.
Congressman, you alluded to health care, and we mentioned it a moment ago. In terms of additional costs that will provide on taxpayers, additional debt potentially, what are your constituents telling you about how much they believe the president and Senator Baucus when they say this won't add to the deficit if they get their way on reforming health care?
You know, I had a health care forum Saturday evening. I actually found one person who believes that it won't add to the debt, but through 52 or 53 now, healthcare forums and town halls, I've not met a person yet who doesn't believe this won't add a great deal to our deficit. And, you know, we have a very informed public. You know, they're actually doing their homework. They're reading this bill. They're studying the issue carefully. They know we can't afford this.
Congressman, last question, and we'll let you get on to your next event. As I mentioned in the beginning of our conversation, you're a member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and the investigation continues into the chairman of that panel, Charlie Rangel of New York. I know there's been a number of votes, one of them just a few days ago, on whether he ought to step down, at least as long as this investigation continues as chairman of that committee. Well, where do you stand on that whole question?
You know, I think he should. There are now encompassed in one investigation, I think about 7 or 8 separate serious violations, including the tax avoidance issues. And I think because that committee is so critical on taxes, on compliance with our tax law, I think it would be best for him to step aside until the investigation is complete. That's only fair.
Congressman, as always, sir, thank you so much for being so generous with your time.
Thank you, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, Republican from his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.